The question was asked, what did Chacham Avadia mean when he said that non-Jews were created to play a supportive role? That the Jewish people have to move the world forward, and the non-Jews were created to play a supportive role. So the first thing it's important to note is that Maimonides says this idea, but he doesn't say it only about non-Jews. He also says it about Jews. He says that as a world, we view the world as a pyramid. The more you can affect the world to move forward, the more you're playing a lead role in the world. The less you understand what Hashem wants of the world, and that could include a Jew or a non-Jew, the less you know about what Hashem wants from the world, the more you're relegated to a supportive role. You're the bottom of the pyramid. So it's not only non-Jews. This idea is written in Maimonides, in Maimonides' introduction to Mishnah, Maimonides writes this concept that people who don't learn Torah, so they don't understand where the world should be headed, so what they can do is play a supportive role. They could develop clothing for people who learn Torah, they could develop infrastructure, economy, they can do a lot of things so that the world will function, so that those who do know where the world should be headed can guide the world in that direction. So this is an idea that is not specifically to non-Jews. Jews who don't learn Torah are in the same boat. They're also playing a supportive role. The more you learn, the more you could help be part of the protagonist, part of the active leader in propelling the world in the right direction. That's the idea. It's not pertaining specifically to Jews or non-Jews. Aside from that, I think it's obvious that Rambam and Chacham Avadia, everyone agrees that even a non-Jew or a non-learned Jew, they can all have their merits. What are you going to say? That people who did wonderful acts of kindness for the world, the guy who developed the potato. So he saved millions, billions of people's lives by bringing the potato to Europe. He didn't do anything in his lifetime. He played a supportive role. He played a supportive role, which was very influential. He saved billions of people's lives. Until then, people were dying of hunger in the winters. And thanks to him, they didn't, when they discovered penicillin. So that's a supportive role, but it's a pretty important supportive role. Saved billions of people's lives. So saying that someone's playing a supportive role sometimes sounds condescending, but it doesn't have to be. If we look at the world as letaken olam b'malchut shaddai, we have to move the world forward to perfection, to a world that's completely ethical and moral. So then different people have different roles in that. Being a supportive role does not necessarily mean that you're not doing something that's very, very vitally important. I remember years ago, people were dying out of anesthesia. People were going into operating rooms and coming out either dead or paralyzed. So there was a great fear of being operated on because there were quite a few mishaps that happened back to back. So we have a friend who's an anesthesiologist. And suddenly people were very interested in who the anesthesiologist is in their operating room. So ordinarily you don't even bother asking who your anesthesiologist is. You want to know who the surgeon is. But suddenly you realize that supportive role of anesthesiologist is critical, excuse the pun. So that's what I'm saying. When we use the term supportive role, don't look at it as condescending. You know, let's take an example. You have an army that's going to battle. And then you have the person who has unmanned
UAV.
The UAV. He sees where the enemy positions is, and he's guiding them where to go, left, right, shoot in this direction, shoot in that direction. He's playing a supportive role, right, but they couldn't do anything without him. So what? It's a supportive role. That doesn't make it condescending. The fact that he's not the one pulling the trigger doesn't mean that what he's doing isn't pivotal. So it's up to us. Sometimes people like this, and when we speak about a husband and wife, the wife has to play the supportive role. Who says she's doing less? Maybe she's doing more. She's educating the kids. She's doing a million and one wonderful things. Supportive role doesn't have to be less. It just means as far as who's the one pulling the trigger and who's the one who's doing a bunch of other things. But that it doesn't have to be less. And every one of us has a responsibility to do what our job is the best as possible.